If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God said, speak evil of no man. See, we can't go around speaking evil of the president. We can't go around speaking evil. This is America. You have a right to an opinion. But you and I are citizens of a higher kingdom. And those principles have to override the ones that we have. He says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities, powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Listen to that. He's talking character. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing. Watch. He said, don't be a brawler. Don't go around looking for a fight. Remember, you're a convert. Takes time to stop fighting. He says, but be gentle and show all meekness unto all men. See there? Be gentle and show meekness, not arrogance. Listen to what he says. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. Sometimes. The past participle. Were. We were sometimes foolish. Listen to this. Disobedient, deceived, serving divers or various lusts and pleasures. We lived in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. Listen to the apostle. For we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice, hate, and envy, wanting what other people have to the point of hating them. We were so full of hate that we hated one another. This is very humbling. Paul gives this resume of the flesh in verse 3, and listen to verse 4. But after that, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Woo! We were rotten to the core, verse 3. But after that, the kindness and the love of God appeared. Oh, God, do you hear what he's saying? As rotten as we were, the love of God just appeared. Listen to him. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. Do I have any recipients of God's mercy? Listen to this. By his mercy, he saved us. Listen to this. By the washing of regeneration. The prophet said he reaches in, takes out the old stony heart of verse 3, and puts in the fleshly heart. Now, this is going to get you. Any of you ever take a class? You ever learn something? All right. Do you notice that after you learn something, you have the propensity for sharing what you learn? Sometimes you might even become a little arrogant, and that's okay because, you know, you're new at it. You know, you can always tell the difference between a 20-year teacher and a one-year teacher. The one-year teacher wants to give you all 4 years of what they learned in a class. The 20-year teacher says there's always tomorrow. They just have a more laid-back way of doing it. They just don't have that rip-run, I got to drive this information into you. They're more or less, all right, you're going to get this, and they know by repetition you learn. But if you've ever learned anything, you want to share it. If you've ever gained anything in that realm, you want to share it. I want to show you something. Something the Holy Spirit showed me. I read this verse so many times, but it jumps out at me as I'm preparing for today. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, verse 5, but according to his mercy, he saves us. When you are a recipient of the mercy of God, the same way that you want to give out the education that you mastered, you want to give out mercy. You can always tell the people who have received the mercy of God because they are merciful to others. Now, I did not say that the person who comes to the altar and is converted doesn't receive the mercy of God. I said you can tell the person who has received it. In other words, that means that they are cognizant of it. They realize that they have nothing of their own. And so they know that God has been merciful and patient with them. So they are in like manner going to be merciful and patient with everybody else. When you find a person who is judgmental and pharisaical, you can bet your bottom dollar that that person has forgotten that they have been a recipient of the mercy of God. Tell your neighbor, give me another chance. And tell them why, because God gave you another chance. Now, here comes our part. Now I'm getting to my text for today. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. How? By the washing of regeneration. Check it out. You are regenerated, right? A new generator. Okay? But then it says, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has come to renew you. Why? Because you can't pour new wine in an old wineskin. The reason why we are so stuck in our current defeated attitude is because we have not received new wine. And we haven't received the new wine because we haven't prepared our wineskin for it. Let me tell you something the Lord taught me years and years ago. He said, you need to start doing stuff differently. I said, Father, I'm probably the most pliable child that you have. He said, but you're still holding on to ways that you mastered because you're comfortable. I said, yeah, I am. I'm not going to lie to you. How do you lie to God? I mean, come on. He knows what you're going to think tomorrow if you live. I said, you're right. I'm comfortable in this. It took me a long time to get to this place. You don't know what I endured to get here. He said, now it's time to move on. And if you allow the Holy Spirit to prepare you, I can do new things in you, which will result in new things through you. Watch. Jesus gives a principle in the Word of God. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow the believers. In my name they shall speak with new tongues, cast out devils, lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover. At no time does he say lay hands upon a demonized person. We lay our hands on a demonized person. Why? Because he said lay hands on the sick. We've taken an older principle and we've tried to apply it in every area. Jesus spoke to devils. He didn't argue with them. He commanded them. He never mollycoddled them. And we don't have any biblical reference where he lays hands on demonized people. First of all, devils wouldn't let him get that close. He laid hands on lepers, dead people, and sick people. Why do we do it? Old ways. Lay hands on them. Then what happens is if there's a chink in our armor, a hole somewhere in us, that devil hits us, and now we become demonized. And in order to save face, we tell the demonized person, you just don't want to be delivered. Failing to realize if they didn't want to be delivered, they wouldn't be down there. Why? We hold on to old wineskins. God is moving by his Spirit. He doesn't need me to lay hands on the sick all the time. I can speak the word. Jesus modeled this in Matthew chapter 8. The centurion says, my servant is sick. Jesus said, I'll come heal him. He said, you don't have to. I'm ready to move into a new dimension of faith. Speak the word. What does that testify? It tells you that our God has power over time and distance. I speak to my scientists now. My scientists understand the theory of E, energy, equals MC squared, time and mass. The mass and the time. In other words, energy is realized by how fast the mass moves. That's why when you do this, you get energy. Einstein called it E equals MC squared. Now, in the spirit realm, the energy of God is realized by movement. You don't have to send God anywhere. You don't have to tell him, Father, Aunt Lola's down in Einstein Hospital in room 625. God, you go down Cheltenham Avenue, turn right on Broad Street. When you get to Alney, turn left. Go into the building. Get on the elevator. Go, no. You say, God, send your word. Why? Because Holy Spirit has come to graduate you into the realm of the supernatural. Without him, you're going to stay in the realm of the natural. Let me show you the difference. Matthew 8, the centurion says, speak the word. Right? Speak the word. Mark 9, the father with the epileptic child. If you can do anything, have mercy and help me. If you can believe, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. For you and I that are spirit-filled, there is no duality. There is no dichotomy. For you and I, we learn to Mark 11, speak the word. Because we know that the energy that we want, that we need for that miracle comes from the mass being moved by the word. The more we speak, the more the word moves. The Holy Spirit has come to introduce you to that realm. You are struggling where you do not need to struggle. You're renewed. Because you're renewed, you have new energy. You still hold on to the old ways. Watch. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you for watching over me, keeping me, and blessing me. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been so good to me, Father. Father, continue to meet my needs. Watch over my children. Keep them safe. Watch over my wife. Watch over my husband. Watch over my children. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for now, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The power of God, and God is going, whoa! Whoa! Why you just bring him into our room? Because you hold it on to old ways. Thomas, Satan, I bind you. You can't bind him. God has let him go free. Don't even talk to him until he talks to you. This is only for a few. You're like, why? Why? Why shouldn't I talk to him? Listen, when you go downtown, when you go shopping, you are mindful that you can be jacked, aren't you? But you ain't walking around letting that mind keep you from enjoying your shopping. You ain't in Plymouth Meeting Mall or King of Prussia going, watch out now, watch out now, watch out now. Now you know from having inner city experiences that is possible, but you are walking around bold because you know if I show an attitude that I'm scared, then I become a victim. But if I walk around with boldness, then I let the devil know that ain't nobody ripping me off today. Then why are you so scared in the spirit? Stop talking to the devil. Talk to God. If the devil has nerve enough to talk to you, then you put him in his place. But until then, don't pay him no mind. Focus on the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You shall overcome everything that comes against you.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
05516A.
Such is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Preaching with specific purpose.
Break up your fallow ground because the Lord is about to come and sow righteousness.
On July 16th, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, presents the 2016 Preaching Workshop. Workshop presenters will be Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., Dr. Wesley Pinnock, also Pastor Clement M. Lumpton III. Saturday, July 16th, 2016. The morning sessions will be from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. The afternoon session, 1:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. Topics will be preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. Registration includes materials and lunch. Call 215-885-2585, extension 314. 215-885-2585, extension 314. Register online at betheldeliverance.org. Plan now to be a part of the Preaching with Specific Purpose Workshop at the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches on Saturday, July the 16th, 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincode, PA.